In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We welcome you to our Chapel of Divine Mercy. It's exactly the Mercy Hour, 3 p.m. It's a time which we, in honor of Christ, who's the King of Martyrs, and that was our topic during our Ignatian Forum, it's the hour in which our Lord, on the cross, suffered and shed his precious blood for our salvation and for the salvation of the whole world. Mary stood at the foot of the cross, the Stabat Mater. So, we'd like to offer a few of our intentions and also offer your intentions in this Chapel of Divine Mercy in which we celebrate St. Isaac Jogues and Jean de Brebeuf and companions. I'd like to pray for all those who are persecuted for their faith, that they would have courage to accept whatever God wills, knowing that they will have the crown of glory in heaven. Annette, do you have an intention?
Pray for everyone out there in the Facebook family, and your family also, that you will learn to be faithful in the little things, so that if we're called to the bigger things, that we will be faithful in the big things.
Mary, your intention?
I would like to also pray for our Facebook family we will accept the small martyrdoms that come when our family or friends criticize us, or maybe make remarks about or make fun of our faith, or how we practice our faith. That we would accept those white martyrdoms, those small martyrdoms, for love of Christ, love of Mary, love of the Church, love of the priesthood, and that we would bear it all to convert their souls so that someday they will understand.
So we'll spend about 20 seconds in silence. You can offer your own intention, and we'll offer these two. Chapel of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. Father Almighty, from there we shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and living, your dearly beloved Son, Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the
whole. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the
whole. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
For the
sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of all, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the
whole. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and all the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, have mercy on us and all the world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
I trust
in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Faustina's Diary, number 100. Then my physical strength began to fail me, and I could no longer carry out my duties, nor could I any longer hide my sufferings. Although I did not say a word about them, the look of pain on my face betrayed me. The superior told me that the sisters had come to her saying that when they look at me in the chapel, they are moved to pity because I look so terrible. Yet despite all efforts, the soul is unable to conceal such suffering.
So we see in this juncture of the life of Faustina, she's we're already going through what is called the dark night of the soul. We went through that earlier. When she feels what John the Cross says, a certain abandonment from God, where God seems to be very, very distant, no? Very distant. Now God is allowing her to go through another physical ailment. I'd like to just tell a story, maybe you've heard it before, but it's just in the lives of the saints, one that's really impressed me. St. Alphonsus, when he was about in his latter part of his 60s, he had founded the Congregation of the Redemptorists, and he had written a lot, and he's going to still write a lot more. He doesn't know he's going to live to be 90, almost 91. The Pope says he wants him to be a bishop. And he says to the Pope, I'm not healthy enough, I can't really do it. And the Pope says this, your shadow is enough to sanctify the diocese. No? Mm-hmm. In a certain sense, you can say, I'd say the same thing with Faustina, even though she didn't have the best physical health. I think her shadow is enough to sanctify many, many people, even to this very day.
Yes,
the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The intercession of St. Faustina and the North American martyrs. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.